The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The term ultra-processed food a lot, but what does that actually mean? And what nutritional and environmental drawbacks do these foods have? To talk us through that and the best replacements for these common ultra-processed foods is dietitian Orla Walsh. Orla, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on to talk about such an important topic.
What are ultra-processed foods?
So ultra-processed foods tend to be foods you can't make in your kitchen, okay? So they're made in industry and they're created for us. They're food-like products rather than foods you could rob from a farm.
So give me some examples of ultra-processing and, you know, why they might be bad for us.
Okay, well, firstly, there's four categories if we're using the NOVA classification, which is the most common one used in research. And the first one would be unprocessed or minimally processed foods. The second group would be processed culinary ingredients. The third would be processed foods. And then the fourth would be ultra processed foods. And ultra processed foods would contain the likes, and this will shock no one, but the likes of hot dogs and a lot of the chicken nuggets that are available and ready meals and pizzas and the like.
So category one, unprocessed foods, like this say your frozen peas.
Exactly. So they're whole foods that may have been processed a little bit. So nothing's been added, but they've been changed to make them edible or more diverse in use or to elongate the shelf life.
Then the processed ingredients, such as?
So in terms of the ultra-processed?
No, in normal things that you use in your own cooking.
Exactly. So if you're making your dinner at home and you're having potatoes, fresh meat and, you know, peas from the freezer, that would be a group one that would be unprocessed or minimally processed.
Yeah. And then you mentioned the second one, the culinary ingredients.
Yeah. So that would be the likes of salt
flour
and sugar. It would be oils. So they'd be things that, although they're not that processed, we still can't eat them in abundance.
And we can't make them ourselves in our kitchens. We can't grind up the olives and make olive oil.
So I'm sure some people can, but we can't, Pat.
And then the processed foods, and there are loads of those around. Would you say baked beans in a can are processed foods?
Processed foods are, and that's the group three category, are ones that are in jars or cans and they use the likes of brine to elongate the shelf life or oil or syrup.
Beetroot in vinegar or whatever it might be.
It would be kind of the salt and sugar and oils. So the things that, again, that we should be mindful of how much we use.
Now, let's get on to the ultra processed foods. For example, you mentioned hot dogs, which you couldn't make in your own kitchen. But what is it about the processing that makes them bad?
So it's not necessarily that they're good and bad. You see, the classification is just simply there, how processed they are. Does it correlate to health? Yes. But it also correlates to things like how sustainable they are in terms of eating in a more sustainable way. So it's not a health classification. And that's what's it needs to be made more clear, because there's lots of foods, for example, in group one, which is the minimally processed or the unprocessed, that I'd be saying, listen, lads, you probably shouldn't be having that every day, such as I think most dentists wouldn't like us to start each day with a glass of orange juice or fruit juice, for example.
Yeah. And then even if you squeeze the oranges yourself,
they don't want that sugar that's freed from the cells and going across our teeth. The other thing is the group four, just because it's in group four doesn't mean it's unhealthy. Like infant formula is in group four and that's not unhealthy. And breakfast cereals and fruit yogurts would be in group four. And they are staples to people's diets. And of course, there's going to be more processed and less processed versions of them and healthier and less healthy versions of them. But to call them unhealthy would be inaccurate.
See, this is the difficulty we have. If you're using UPH, the ultra processed foods, as a kind of a label, you'd like to have them just, they're bad for you, end of. So that if you know it's one of those things, you don't eat it. But you're saying it's not as simple as that.
It's not. And nutrition has never been. It's nuanced. And the problem with looking at things in black and white, good or bad, is that it can create anxiety around food. And being anxious over the food you eat would always be, can have the ability to be really unhealthy thing for your body, mind and soul.
Now, if you have a vegan burger,
which
looks to all intents like a beef burger, and the taste, when you add the pickles and everything else, you'd hardly know it wasn't a beef burger. That's ultra processed. And is that good or bad or indifferent?
So we do know through research that people following a vegan diet these days will be lured towards the more convenient, tasty options that are available to them. And some of them would be healthy and some of them would be less healthy. And for example, the vegan burgers, some of them might be low in protein, they might be high in salt, they might be high in saturated fat. So they wouldn't be an everyday option. But I suppose in the same way, us eating a burger every day wouldn't be an everyday option for us. They're, you know, a sometimes food.
Okay, so it's not necessarily that these vegan burgers would be bad for you, but they might not deliver what you need.
Yes, but at the same time, Pat, we don't just eat for nutrition. We eat for enjoyment. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying, you know, chocolate is good for you. But if you really want chocolate and sit there eating it slowly and enjoying it, that's a really healthy experience.
Okay, I like the sound of that. In terms of what's going on social media, people are believing all sorts of things, fake news on dietary stuff as well as on politics.
Yeah, and it's driving registered dietitians and qualified nutritionists around the bend because they're preying on people's vulnerabilities. They're creating anxiety around a topic. They don't truly understand it themselves at all. I've seen some confusing ingredients list when an allergens list. And the problem is they're creating anxiety and then offering people a solution that they can buy from them. And really, they're just charlatans. They're snake oil salesmen. And I encourage everyone to hit the unfollow button. But do check if you're getting nutritional information from social media. Ask them their qualifications. It should be upfront. It should, but alarm bells have to ring when you see things like cortisol coach, hormone coach, gut coach. Mm. You know, if you think you have an issue with your hormones, go to an endocrinologist.
You know the term junk food. Do you go along with that?
No, I know some dietitians don't like the term treat food, but I suppose it only becomes a problem if, just say I say to my child, you want a treat. And if they immediately think it's food, then I'm concerned about that. But if they immediately go, just say, and they call out a favourite food or I want an extra chapter of a book or they want other things that aren't food, then I'm happy with the term.
Yeah, because I was thinking of that research a few years back saying that the perfect meal would be a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's got the carbs in the bun and it's got the protein in the meat and it's got the fats in the cheese. And if you have one of those occasionally, that's actually fine. But if you have it every day for lunch, that's the problem.
Yes and no. But I've had, now he isn't anymore, thank God, but I've had a fussy eater at home. When my child was 2, overnight he became a fussy eater. And to be honest, progress for him would have been eating a burger with cheese and the beef and everything in it. So again, we have to, there is general advice for the general population, but we have to individualize it. And for some people, eating a burger with cheese on it every single day is actually a step in the healthier direction.
Okay. Where can people find all your wisdom, Orla?
All my wisdom, the likes of Instagram, but you can go to my website, orlawalshnutrition.ie, and I did post an article on this topic last night.
Very good. Orla Walsh, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.